Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 23, The Dynasty of the Sons of Yayati, text number 22. So, looking forward, I try to find out what's the next verse with a purport that we could actually talk about. And it's not in this chapter, it's in the next chapter, text number 56. And so, if you like the names before, you're really going to like these names. And the son of Haihaya was Dharma, and the son of Dharma was Netra, the father of Kunti. From Kunti came a son named Sahaji. From Sahaji came Mahishman. And from Hishman, Bhadrasenaka. The son of Bhadrasenaka was known as Duramada and Danaka. Danaka was the father of Kritavirya and also Kritagni, Kritavarma, and Kritalja. The son of Kritavirya was Arjuna. He, Kartavirya Arjuna, became the emperor of the entire world, consisting of seven islands, and received mystic power from Daitatreya, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus he obtained the mystic perfections known as Ashtasiddhi. Does anyone know what the Ashtasiddhi perfections are? Any one of them? Anima, what does anima mean? Then air. You can float in the air. And mahima? Yeah, mahima. What's that? Yes, you can expand yourself. And Prapti City, what is that? He can extend his hand, even touch the moon. What's that? And we have Mahima, Anima, Prapti, Ishta or something. Anyhow, there's one where you can do whatever you want. There's another one where you can influence people. I can't remember. And there's so many mystic powers. So he had all eight of them, the full ones, the complete ones. There are also sub-mystic powers. And he was in charge of the seven islands. What are the seven islands? How big are the seven islands? What's that? Yes, there is. We're on one of those islands. What island are we on? Jambudvi. And what part of Jambudvi are we? And what part of Bhadparsha are we? Yeah, Bhadparsha has, we're in one third of the division. I think we're in the middle division of Bhadparsha. We're not even in the whole Bhadparsha. And we're not even in the middle division. We're in Ljubljana. Yes. Is Mindya. Before Bhadparsha was complete, but it was only part, it was only one of the Varshas on Jambudvip. And then after Bhadparsha, after Jambudvip, why is it called Jambudvip? Boy, we're right here and we don't even know what's going on. Even our own island, we're not. Why is it called Jambudvip? Because on this island, although we may not be able to see it, there's a tree and it has jambu fruits. And I don't exactly know how big the jambu fruits are, but I think they're about the size of an elephant. So if you can get one of those jambu fruits, you won't go hungry for a long time. It's somewhere out here. I don't know. Well, Bharadvarsha is quite. We're surrounded by the salt ocean. So then the other side of the salt ocean, there is Mount Meru, which is 800,000, approximately 800,000 yojanas high, which would probably be around 1,200,000 kilometers high, made out of gold. It's right in the middle. It's like a lotus flower, where the middle is the pericole, I think it's called pericole. So it's like here, and we're surrounding it, like one of the petals of the lotus. And who lives on top of Mount Meru? Yeah, Lord Brahma. I think Indra also lives there. Everyone has their summer house there. And then what's the next island? Anyhow, there are other islands like Plakshadweep, Samantadweep. There are many different islands. Some of them have oceans made out, surrounding them. We have salt water, which is not a... We have salt water surrounding our island. And then we have the ocean of milk, the ocean of ghee, the ocean of yogurt. And what else? Liquor, yes. Probably that's where all the drunkards go. They drown the ocean of liquor. What's that? People who like samosas. Kachoris, gobdamins. In Prabhupada's original Krishna book tape that we got in Buffalo to transcribe, Prabhupada also said there's an ocean of LSD. It never made it into the mandala. What happened to mandala when Hiranyaksha took all the gold from it? Garbhuda. So it wasn't this some tiny little sphere called the earth that fell into the Garbhudaka ocean. It didn't require an incarnation of God the size of the half the size of the universe to get out a little tiny round sphere called the earth planet. But Bhumandala is quite big. I forget how many billions of miles across, kilometers across it is. I think the whole universe is something like 4 billion miles across. Maybe it's bigger than that, I can't remember. The radius. In any case, Lord Raha had to pick up the ocean, the Bhumandala, which fell into the Garbhudaka ocean. And then he picked it up in the form of a boar. And who divided the islands up? How did they get divided up? What's that? No, not Prithvi Maharaj. Priyavrata Maharaj. Priyavrata. He took his chariot, and his chariot, with the wheels of his chariot, he divided up the islands. So imagine how big his chariot must have been. People were bigger back then. Otherwise, a little tiny guy driving this huge chariot would be a little difficult. So now we're in Kali Yuga, and we imagine that in the other yugas, like Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwarapa Yuga, people are about the same size as we are, and everything was about the same size. But actually, we're pygmies compared to the actual size of the people in the other ages. Even in Dwarapa Yuga, people were quite a bit bigger than we are. Because at the end of Dwarapa Yuga, who came out of the cave and saw the trees as like little bushes? Muchukunda, yes. Muchukunda. He came out after Krishna woke him up. He came out of his cave and looked around, and he saw all the trees, what we consider big trees, were all the size of little tiny bushes. Either Hanuman or Mother Sita. Well, that's, I'm sure their footprints, hopefully they look a little different. Do we have a microphone here? Can we use the microphone? Microphone. I mean, we really hope the Mother Sita's footprints are a little different from Hanuman's.
Yeah, so they had, I mean, someone's footprint was there, so it was like...
Someone's, your grandfather's?
No, well, it was like really big.
What's that? They were really big.
Yeah, it was really
big. Bigfoot.
Mm. Yeah. Well, something else was also there, some handprint or something, I don't know. Oh, I don't know whom it belonged, but... the size was pretty big, you know.
No one wrote their name on the handprint.
No.
Sita and Ram forever with the big heart. So, no other king in this world could equal Kartavirya Arjuna in sacrifices, charity, austerity, mystic power, education, strength, or mercy. For 85,000 years, Kartavirya Arjuna continuously enjoyed material opulences with full bodily strength and unimpaired memory. In other words, he enjoyed inexhaustible material opulences with his six senses. Of the 1,000 sons of Kartavirya Arjuna, only five remained after the fight with Parashurama. Their names were Jayadwaja, Surasena, Rishabha, Madhu, and Orjita. Jayadwaja had a son named Talajanga, who had 100 sons. All the Kshatriyas in that dynasty, known as Talajanga, were annihilated by the great power received by Marasagara from Ordva Rishi. The Marasagara was connected with bringing the Ganges down to this earth. Of the sons of Talanjanga, Vitihotra was the eldest. The son of Vitihotra named Madhu had a celebrated son named Rishni. Madhu had 100 sons, of whom Rishni was the eldest. The dynasty known as Yadava, Madhava, and Rishni had their origins from Yadava, Yadu, Madhu, and Rishni. Yadava, Madhava, where does that go? That song? Yadavaya, Madhavaya, Keshavaya, Namaha. Hari Haraya, Namaha. So here we have Madhu and Yadava. Yadava, Madhava, Keshava. But here, Rishni dynasty. So who appeared in the Rishni dynasty? King Rishni. Krishna, in the Krishna book, it mentions all the dynasties connected with the Yadu dynasty, and one of them is the Rishni dynasty. I forget who's... Vasudeva comes from the Rishni dynasty, Krishna's father. Also the Yadu dynasty. Krishna was descendant of Yadu. O Maharaj Pariksit, because Yadu, Madhu, and Rishni each inaugurated a dynasty, their dynasties were known as Yadava, Madhava, and Rishni. The son of Yadu named Kroshta had a son named Rajinavan. The son of Rajinavan was Swahita. The son of Swahita, Vishagu, the son of Vishadgu, Chittarata, and the son of Chittarata, Shashibindu. The greatly fortunate Shashibindu, who was a great mystic, possessed 14 opulences and was the owner of 14 great jewels. Thus he became the emperor of the world. Purport, in the Markandeya Purana, 14 kinds of great jewels are described as: one, an elephant. Well, you can also get an elephant. If you get an elephant, you have a great jewel. But I guess he had a special elephant. A horse, a chariot, a wife, wow. Arrows, the reservoir of wealth, a garland. See, I'm also, I have one of the 14 great jewels. Valuable costumes. I think most of the ladies have some valuable costume. Trees. Anyone here in Slovenia, they have a lot of trees. That's why it's an opulent country. A spear, a noose, jewels, an umbrella. Everyone needs a jewel like an umbrella. Regular principles, we have four of those too. To be the emperor, one must possess all 14 of the opulences. Shashubindu possessed all of them. Well, I could also become an emperor. The only thing I don't have is a noose. We can make one, though. Also, I don't have any jewels. The famous Shashubindu had 10,000 wives. Well, if you have some trees, you can get 10,000 wives. And by each, he begot a lakh of sons. How much is a lakh? Yes, 100,000. So 10,000 times 100,000 is how much? 1,000,000,000 sons. I mean, that's quite a responsibility. Especially for the ladies. If one, each lady had a lack of sons, she must have been pretty busy taking care of the children. Therefore, the number of his sons was 10,000 lakhs. That's good math. Maybe some of us are descendants of Shashubindu. Good chance. Among these many sons, six were the foremost. Well, that's pretty. If you're the foremost of a billion sons, you're pretty prominent. Such as Prithushrava, Prithukriti. The son of Prithushrava is known as Dharma, and his son was known as Ushana. Ushana was a performer of 100 horse sacrifices. The son of Ushana was Ruchaka, who had 5 sons, Purujit, Rukma, Rukmeshu, Prithu, Jayamagda. Please hear these sons from me. Jayamagda had no sons, but because he was fearful of his wife, Shaibya, he could not accept another wife. Jayamagda once took from the house of some royal enemy a girl who was a prostitute. But upon seeing her, Shaibya was very angry and said to her husband, "My husband, you cheater! Who is this girl sitting upon my seat on the chariot?" Jayamagda then replied, "This girl will be your daughter-in-law." Upon hearing these joking words, Shaibya smilingly replied, Shaibya said, "I am sterile, and you have no co-wife. How can this girl be my daughter-in-law? Please tell me." Jayamagda replied, "My dear queen, I shall see that you indeed have a son, that this girl would be your daughter-in-law." Long, long ago, Jayamagda had satisfied the demigods and pitas by worshipping them. Now by his mercy, Jayamagda's words came true. Although Shaibya was barren, by the grace of the demigods, she became pregnant, and in due course of time gave birth to a child named Vidarbha. Before the child's birth, the girl had been accepted as the daughter-in-law, and therefore Vidarbha actually married her when he grew up. So his grandfather or something had 1 billion sons, and he just got one. Just a change in the family. Let's end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 23rd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Dynasties of the Sons of Yayati. And here we have a whole summary just of names, one name after another, 2 pages of names. Sukadeva Goswami said, "By the womb of the girl brought by his father, Vidarbha begot 3 sons named Kusha, Krata, and Ramapada. Ramapada was famous, was the favorite in the dynasty of Vidarbha. Who came from the dynasty of Vidarbha? I think Rukmini. Shastra break. We'll see if... How many think Rukmini came from the dynasty of Vidarbha? Okay. What's that? Jai! Bingo. So these names actually have some significance in our life. The son of Ramapada was Babru, from whom came a son named Kriti. The son of Kriti was Ushika. The son of Ushika was Chedi. Who came from Chedi? Who is the descendant of Chedi, the king of Chedi? Shishupal. Shishupal, Chedi was the king known as Chaidya and others. The son of Krata was Kunti. The son of Kunti, Rishni. The son of Rishni, Nivriti. The son of Nivriti, Dashaha. From Dashaha came Vyoma. From Vyoma came Dimuta. From Dimuta, Vikriti. From Vikriti, Bhimarata. From Bhimarata, Navarata. From Navarata, Dasarata. From Dasarata came a son named Shukuni. And from Shukuni, a son named Karambi. The son of Karambi was Devarata, and his son was Devakshatra. The son of Devakshatra was Madhu, and his son was Kuruvasa, from whom there was came a son named Anu. The son of Anu was Purahotra. The son of Purahotra was Ayu. The son of Ayu was Satvata, the great Aryan king. Satvata had seven sons named Vajamana, Baji, Divya, Vrishni, Devarata, Andaka, and Mahabhoja. From Vajamana, by one wife, came three sons, Nimlochi, Kinkana, and Drishti. And from his other wife came three other sons, Satrajit, Sahasrajit, and Ayutajit. Usually whenever I get up to this ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and I have to read it, because I usually read the Srimad Bhagavatam 10 verses a day, then when I get up to this, I just usually skip it more or less. So, so Krishna is forcing me to read these names for the first time, practically. The son of Devavrita was Babru. Concerning Devavrita and Babru, there are two famous songs of prayer which were sung by our predecessors, which we have heard from a distance. Even now I hear the same prayers about their qualities, because that which I heard before is still sung continuously. It has been decided amongst human beings Babru is the best, and that Devavrita is equal to the demigods. Because of the association of Babru and Devavrita, all the descendants numbering 14,065 achieved liberation. In the dynasty of the king of Mahabhoja, who was exceedingly religious, they paired the Bhoja kings. O King Maharaj Parikshit, who can surpass your enemy? Who can suppress your enemies? The sons of Rishni were Sumitra, Yudajit. From Yudajit came Sini and Anamrita, and from Anamrita came a son named Nigna. The two sons of Nignya were Satrajita and Prasena. Another son was Anamitra, was another Shini, and his son was Satyaka. The son of Shatyaka was Yadudana, whose son was Jaya. From Jaya came a son Kuni, from Kuni a son named Yugandhara, and from Anamitra was Vrishni. From Vrishni came a son, the son's name Swapalka and Chitarata. From Swapalka, by his wife Gandhi, came Akura. So now we're in Krishna's time. Who was Akura? Was that? Krishna's uncle, yes. Akura was the eldest, but there are 12 other sons, all of whom were most celebrated. The names of these 12 were Asanga, Sarameda, Mridura, Mriduvit, Giri, Dharmavrida, Sukarma, Shetropeksha, Armaranadana, Shatrughna, Gandamara, and Pratibahu. These brothers also had a sister named Suchara. From Akura came two sons named Devavan and Upadeva. Chitarata had many sons headed by Prithu and Vidarata, all of whom were known as belonging to the dynasty of Vrishni. Who is Vidarata? Vidurata? He was one of, I think, if it's the same Vidarata, he was the one that after Krishna killed Shalva, Vidarata and his came to kill Krishna. And they had a fight, and Krishna killed Vidarata. And Danda something. Dandavakra came to kill Krishna, and Krishna hit him with a club and smashed him and killed him. And then Vidarata came right after that, on the outside of Dwarka, and Krishna came and killed him, cut off his head. Kurara, Bajamana, Suchi, Inkamba, La, Barharshi were the four sons of Andaka. The sons of Kukura was Vani, and his son was Viloma. What does Viloma mean? Against the hair. The son of Viloma was, I guess we can, we'll just go do 20. The son of Viloma was Karpo Roma, and his son was Anu, whose friend was Tumburu. From Anu came Andaka, from Andaka Dundubi, and from Dundubi Avidyota. From Avidyota came a son named Purnavasu. Purnavasu is named after a constellation. Anyhow, you can come back tomorrow. There's more names. When you go back to Romania, you can read the names there. Yes, when you're traveling. Okay. Any questions about these names? Yes.
Hare Krishna. I wanted to ask. This is the Srimad Bhagavata is the shortest version because Maharaj was cursed to die in 7 days. Do we have also the long version?
Yes.
And do we have access to it?
If you go to the heavenly planets, the demigods have much bigger versions of it. But then again, their Bhagavatam classes last longer. So they have, because here we can hardly get through one Bhagavatam, but what to speak of? Because the Bhagavatam is a history of Krishna, not only in this universe, but in different universes. So their stories about Krishna are much bigger. Even their Mahabharatas are bigger. Everything's bigger on the heavenly planets. Anything else? Khwala Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.